Welcome to Partners and Pals, everybody. I am Donnie Vagrant.
I am Sean Backman.
And we have two very special guests with us here. Mr. Brent Starkey.
A.K.A. Jimmy Zero.
Jimmy Zero. I like that. And Mr. Morgan Doner.
A.K.A. Stiff Baders.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We're going to talk about this punk rock night coming up. We're going to be talking... you all are going to be doing a Dead Boy set. We're going to talk about the whole show and... But first, how is everybody?
Swell.
Groovy. Yeah, good. I'm finally sitting down. It's the first time I've really sat down today.
I feel that. I think this is the first time I've sat down as well. It's
probably the only time until I go to bed.
Not me. I am not doing shit tonight. I am going to watch Children of the Corn 5. I started watching all the Children of the Corn movies. Sean told me I should.
You were going to Thanksgiving.
No, yeah. I was going to, and I was like, everybody in the house wanted to go. I'm like, yeah, you know what? It's not in the budget this week. And I'm like, dude, it costs like $100 for all of us to go to the movies. Yeah. It's like, for the whole house, it's like $100.
Oh, like if you get snacks and everything, too.
Dude, last time we didn't even get snacks. Like, Lily got nothing. Trey got a small popcorn and a Coke. And me and Amanda split a small popcorn and a small Coke. And it shit still was like $100 for everything. It's ridiculous.
Oh, insane.
It's nuts. But I do want to see Thanksgiving, though.
Yeah, me too.
That might be another one down the road.
Yeah. It's probably not necessarily a theater movie, so you probably wait till it comes out on...
I know.
Definitely save some shit ton of money and wait until it comes out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I bet it'll be out streaming soon.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. I feel like it might be out next week. Or something oh, hey, for Thanksgiving. I'm like, right. I'd be so...
A week after Thanksgiving, yeah.
Who put it out?
I know Eli Roth did it, so...
I wonder who the distributor was, maybe. I don't know.
I haven't heard. Although I know that some of the reviews I've seen have been really generally pretty positive. For people who like slasher movies.
Yeah, I mean, it's Eli Roth, so it's not some...
It looks corny as shit. Yeah. That's what me and Amanda are like, yes, you still haven't watched the preview yet, have you, Sean?
No, I want to be surprised.
I haven't either.
Oh, really?
I won't watch previews generally anymore.
They never... Yeah, they make you think it's one movie, and then it turns out to not be the movie you think it is. So I'd just rather go in cold and fully be able to appreciate it.
You know, some of the best... I went into Scream Code, and I was like... I was like, oh my God, like, I knew nothing about Scream. And my friends were like, where are you going to see Scream? Pulp Fiction, went in not knowing anything. And those, that's usually the best.
Yeah, it is, definitely.
It depends what it is. If it's something that... I wouldn't have known about Thanksgiving if I didn't see the trailer, but for like Star Wars movies and shit, it's really hard for me not to watch the trailers, but I usually try to not watch them.
No, wait, I've seen the trailer that was on the Grindhouse Double feature, the original.
Right, yeah.
I just haven't seen the trailer.
The new trailer, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Because I started thinking maybe you were talking about that. I've got that.
I've never seen the Grindhouse previews except for the machete one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, when Planet Terror and Death Proof came out, that trailer was
still
awesome.
I mean, I still think that's an underrated movie of Tarantino's.
Death Proof?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I fucking love it.
That's an amazing movie.
Excuse me if I sound objectifying, but babes galore in that movie. That was like... Well,
not only babes galore, but like some... Badass babes.
Badass babes.
Kicking some ass.
Kurt Russell. Yeah. Badass cars.
That beating at the end was classic.
So good.
Just
so
all three of them
great.
Just hitting them like just grown ass men too. Just
grown ass men.
Like just like old war vet motherfuckers. They threw him a beating so bad it was.
That's a goal to take down Kurt Russell, and even in a movie.
Yeah.
Like. Kurt Russell doesn't go down too easy.
Does he have any other movies where he's just an overall creep like that? Because I've never really thought of him. I think of, like, Escape from New York and...
even though he's not supposed to be, but Jack Burton is, like, from Big Trouble in China. He always was a little creepy to me.
Yeah.
But it's a good movie.
It seemed like he could be a little bit sour at times, but that was the only time where you see him like playing like a kidnapper kind of person, and he pulled it off.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
when
so
he
good.
Had that one blonde in his car initially.
Rose McGowan.
Rose yeah. McGowan,
yeah.
I mean, that was a scary scene.
Yeah,
she wasn't strapped in, but he was, and he just kept moving the car around, swerving it, knocking around.
Like that scene where he like takes the car and runs over the very, very attractive girl's face, the one with the I didn't say thick thighs, right? That's not objectifying, is it?
You know, you're allowed to like people.
Is it?
I know people say it's bad to be attracted to somebody, but I don't think you're speaking out of turn. I mean, we know she was in The Sopranos.
Yeah, and you're not being, I mean, you're not being negative.
I'm being positive, yeah.
You're not like, the broad with the thick thighs. You're not saying that, so. Yeah, like that would be something you don't say.
It's almost 2024. I don't know what to say anymore.
So. It'll switch in
basically,
a month.
You can't say anything.
Yeah, that's what.
So maybe we should just sit in silence.
Yes.
Okay, enough of that.
Do you have any news?
More stuff about how Diddy was probably behind Tupac's murder, and that's it. That's all you got? Yeah, that's it. That's all I've been seeing lately.
I just have a little entertainment news that you guys will probably all be able to. Oh, first off. Oh, well, you guys know about this on Facebook, but I'm going to say it on here. I got, an old man was watching me make the other day.
Yes, I heard this.
In the Oxmoor bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, I was a little jealous that it was you and not me.
Yeah.
Why? I'm wondering who's...
Because of that scenario of being able to, like, fuck with someone who's, like, in there.
It took me a minute to realize what was going on. So I was, wiping, and I stand up to wipe because I feel like I get it cleaner. That's just my preference.
All right. Do you hike one leg up on the seat?
No, I stand like you so and just, you know, do my business.
I do. I've always done it that way. Oh,
Brent's a stand-up guy, too. Yes.
No shit.
There's no shit on your toilet paper if you stand up and wipe. I'll tell you that.
How many girls sat down and did it?
I can't wipe. Yeah, I can't do it.
What does that say about you, Morgan? I mean, still.
Well, I mean, like, I don't sit and do it, but, like, as I'm standing, I will squat down to open the butthole. Not over the toilet, but I'll make sure I get that motherfucker, you know?
Fucking like a helicopter hanging over.
That's right, yeah.
It's just like MASH in his bathroom, dude.
Suicide is painless.
Oh, but so I'm standing up and wiping, and, like, what's funny is, I didn't even wipe all the way. It was one of those where I looked and I was like, fuck, it's good enough. Dude saw me do that and was still staring at me. And I turned around and I'm like,
wait a second.
Yeah.
How'd the dude see you do this?
He was standing over the stall.
Was he that tall or was he pulling himself?
I didn't catch that part.
Yes, he was over the stall and I was like, damn, dude. I'm like, I'm in here because I thought he was just some stupid rich fucking motherfucker from the East End that's like coming to Oxmoor is like, I'm better than you. And no offense, I know you live in the East End. I don't think think you're better than me.
Well,
you do, but yeah, but you're cool about it. But so I was like, dude, good thing my pants was up. And I'm like, unless that's what you wanted. And I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, you fucking pervert. And right then, like, this other guy
saw me go, vote for Daniel Cameron.
So I started to run after him, but I noticed everybody just saw me come out taking a shit and not wash my hands. So I was like, fuck. All right. Because I didn't want to be known as the nasty FedEx guy that didn't wash his hands after he shits. I'm like, he's an old man. I didn't fucking catch him. Dude was like seriously 80 years old. So I was like.
Oh, so he's an old pro.
Oh, yeah. He's probably been doing this for years. So I'm on the phone with Amanda and I'm telling her what's going on. She's got a student with her in her car and I'm like, this sick motherfucker just watched me make. And she's like, dude, I got a student with me. And she had me on speaker. And she's like, dude, please just tell security. And I see security and I'm like, hey, I'm about ready to tackle that old man. He's peeping at people. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, dude, either you do something or I'm doing something, man. He's like, all right. And he comes up to me. He's like, that motherfucker hit the fucking gas as soon as he got into the Von Maur store and like went to the parking lot. They said he peeled out so fast that he was like, you must have scared him. I'm like, good.
At least he's into adults.
See, the whole time I thought that you were like at the urinal and he was watching
No.
piss.
No, yeah.
Oh, I've had a peeper at the urinal.
Watching me shit. Which is, like, weird. Like, I mean, even if you're into dudes, I feel like I'm not the dude you want to watch take a shit.
Maybe he's just into
shit.
I
don't think someone who's watching someone take a shit is into dudes at all. I think he's into, like, something a little bit more
shit, probably. Weird.
Just fucking, probably shit. Watching people shit.
Or maybe he was lost.
Remember, I knew someone who, I better not get into that, but let's say Pittsburgh Platter, you know, so.
Dude.
Man, whatever floats your boat.
But not with me, though. Right. Just mind your business over the stall.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that there aren't repercussions.
That's always, like, one of my biggest fears is wiping and standing up and wiping in public and somebody watching me. I'm always, like, worried about it, too, so I'm like, fuck. But enough with that.
It could have been, you know, a urinal peeper. You know, it could have been worse because that's very blatant. Could feel that even if you just keep your eyes.
Always want to do that because I feel it'd be hilarious.
What, to peep on somebody?
Just to be like, all right, dude. But then I have to look at a dick and I'm not really, I only support my own brand when it comes to penises.
You ain't switching governments.
If I could straight up hit the switch and be like, bye, I'd be all about it. But I'm not. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys are having great fun, apparently, in the Oxmoor Mall bathroom. and apparently, I don't know if I can talk about this. I'm going to talk about it. You're all going to find this hilarious. So, the security guy told the guy, one of the other guys at that work in the mall, that because I was telling him my story, and apparently that Von Mars bathroom is listed as a glory hole some, like, secret website.
Does Trey know this?
he'll be there. But apparently, like,
look in the stalls?
No.
I would have.
No, but the thing is, it's not a glory hole, but it's a glory hole situation.
Yeah.
So, but they had a special knock, so those guys went in there, the security guys went in there, and they did the knock. And you know how Von Maur has a piano player?
Yeah.
The piano player slides his ass underneath the stall. It was the piano player.
Holy shit.
I don't know if I just ousted
him. This is a true story?
This is what I heard.
That's how rumors get
started. I mean, you didn't say his name. It could have been a different piano player.
I bet it's the old guy that I always think about. Like the dude that's like...
Oh, that you always think about?
Is
he hot?
He's the dude that I always think about. I'm like, man, I wish that dude would just slide his ass underneath the Von Marge toilet stall. But if I would have known.
So this is a real situation. You're not just making
this up. This is what I heard. I don't know if it's true.
From the security guards?
Secondhand from the security guards.
Secondhand.
A few things got twisted.
Yeah.
Oh!
It always happens.
Real quick entertainment news. Jeffrey Dean Morgan is going to The Boys for season 4.
God, they've made it to a season 4?
Boys is only on season 2.
No. They just did season 3.
Filmed it or released it?
They released season 3 has been out.
I thought there was only 2 seasons. All right. I'm up to date.
I think we've already seen season 3.
Okay. Well, then, yeah. I'm up to date.
Season 4.
I just finished Gen V, actually.
Yeah, I finished that, too. Did you like it?
I did.
I enjoyed it. It's a boys spinoff.
Oh.
But Jeffrey Dean Morgan is moving over?
Yeah, Negan from Walking Dead. I'm curious. But they won't say what his role is going to be.
Hmm.
I'm pretty excited to see him on there.
I was excited to see Clancy Brown on Gen V.
Oh, yeah, dude. There's a lot of cool people on Gen V, dude. Gen V was awesome. You need to check it out. You need to check. He hasn't watched The Boys yet.
I've watched The Boys. Finished
it?
No, I couldn't make it past the first half of the first episode. Like, I got it at that point. I'm like, okay, we got a bunch of chaotic superheroes that fuck up everybody's lives. I get the point.
That's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. More comics news. Apparently the Fantastic Four movie, which I'm most excited for of all the Marvel movies. Silver Surfer is going to be female in this. And Pedro Pascal may be taking the role of Reed Richards, which was supposed to go to John...
Jake Gyllenhaal, wasn't it?
No. It was supposed to go to Jim from The Office. Because I can't say that last name. There you go, Krasinski. That's how you say it.
Hmm.
I'm hoping he gets it. not Pedro Pascal, because he's bouncing on the Mandalorian, so...
He's leaving?
Yeah, he's not going to be in the next season. So, I guess he's like, I wear a fucking mask the whole thing, what's the point, so...
Well, yeah.
You're going to be excited. Good Burger 2 is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
No shit.
And Arby's has a Good Burger 2 meal. Like an actual burger with the whole, like, cups and shit. So
I guess Dan Snyder ain't going to be in this one as the manager. You know the first one, their manager? Dan Snyder?
Oh,
the foot dude?
I'm trying to remember.
He got fired from Nickelodeon for... they didn't really catch him doing anything... Exactly, but they noticed his focus on the feet of the teenage contestants in his shows, and they, you know, there were things about his pool parties.
I have no idea either.
But yeah.
Yeah, this is like 10 years ago.
He was looking under the stalls at people's feet.
Yeah.
I hope Sinbad's in it, though.
Oh, Sinbad would be... Yeah, I didn't know he was still doing anything.
I didn't know he was still alive.
We should have Sinbad on the show.
I bet we could get him.
Oh, that dude's desperate for money. I haven't heard his name in 20 years.
Yeah. He did die. Sinbad didn't die?
Oh, I'm Googling it right now. Don't worry, folks. We're on top of this. Sinbad.
That was either way, it'll be the exclusive.
I thought he died like 2 or 3 years ago.
No.
Okay. His career died 2 or 3 years ago.
I don't know, though. Have y'all seen Houseguests?
No.
Yeah.
Sinbad, Phil Hartman? Oh my god, it's great.
I might have, but I don't.
It's like Sinbad pretends to be his doctor from out of town. You know what I'm talking about.
I haven't seen it. I saw the one where he was a Secret Service agent, and it wasn't Zachary Taylor Thomas. It was the other one. Or Jonathan Taylor. It was Zachary Ty Bryan as like the kid who bullied the president's kid. And it's the whole movie teaching is like this the president's son to. Kind of man up and, you know, toughen up and you know, kind of stop letting this dude mess with him. And, of you know, it's Sinbad.
I love Sinbad. Sin.
So, just like every other Sinbad movie. I forgot what it was called. It was, not Head of State. That was Chris
Rock. Oh! First Kid.
First Kid, that's what it was.
Damn, man. Pulled that one out of your ass.
I don't, like, dude.
I'm unfamiliar with all of this. So
I'm unfamiliar. I think I watched one thing that Sinbad was in and never watched anything else again.
He was great on Always Sunny, though. His cameo on Always Sunny. This is Sinbad's house, bitch. Rob Thomas is my bitch.
Sing something. Shut up.
Are we streaming live on Facebook?
No. Yeah, we quit doing that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Well, because we're party poopers and...
people are asking me a bunch of questions. I'm like, I don't know how this is...
Like, how do they know?
Watch.
We should talk about what you guys are here for. You all are here... Because on December 8th...
Yeah, to drink some...
Because we're awesome.
Yeah. Well, I didn't feel that. I mean... bunch of legends in one room, you know, when you do.
Things happen.
This happens on Partners and Pals exclusively. But so December 8th, Punk Rock Night presents a CBGB tribute and Creeps Inc. featuring Morgan Donner on vocals. We're doing a Dead Boy set along with Sedated, a Ramones tribute.
Yep.
And Zerg Rush as Blondie. That's going to be cool.
It is gonna be cool. It is gonna be fun as hell. Yeah.
And this is all ages, right?
Yeah.
So
December 8th.
What made you all to why the Dead Boys? How did that come about with how did it come about with Creeps and you?
Because I had the shirt.
Oh, you said I'm doing it. I have the shirt.
I think it was Drew, wasn't it? That suggested.
No, it wasn't Drew. I think it was you.
Maybe it was. Yeah.
It was you because Drew. Never would agree to doing covers or a cover band thing or any cover situation at all. And you suggested it, and he was like, I don't know. And then the rest of us said yes, and he goes, well, I guess it could be cool. And then we just did, and I said, okay.
That's how it happened.
Basically.
Nice.
I heard he's a very stickler.
Entirely your idea.
Oh, all right.
I heard he's a whip cracker just like I am when it comes to the band, like learning stuff. I mean, not like in the negatives, but you know, I heard he's the one that's kind of on top of everybody from what you were saying. Like,
kind of, sure this... I don't know. Philip might say it's me.
What he's trying to say is, no, he's not as big of an asshole as you are.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think maybe when it comes down to nitpicking a little bit, I probably nitpick more than he does. Now, he's, as far as the guitar shit, between him and me, it's him.
Right.
Because he comes, he'll go, this is my part, here's what you're doing, or here's, you know, basically what you need to do. But as far as, like, overall, if I think the rhythm's wrong or something, it's always me that brings it up. He's a little more passive than I am.
Oh, okay.
He's a little nicer about it. But as far as, like, the Dead Boys thing, it has definitely been me.
Yeah.
That stops the song, goes, it's just wrong. It's not right here. So, but, yeah, we've worked on it for a little while now, about a month.
Yeah. Okay.
And this is the last punk rock night of the year.
That is correct.
So, and in case I didn't mention it, you know, Morgan does the punk rock nights, but you should know that. So, if you listen to Partners and Pals,
yeah,
God damn it, we're always saying it. So, it's the last punk rock night of the year. It's all ages. What's the cover on that?
$40.
It's 15 at the door.
$15 at the door.
12 and a big. 12
and a 50. I was like, man,
that a little steep.
Inflation.
I'll be there. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be killed during work. But...
Yep.
Is it?
Okay. Yep.
And then,
No, it'll be good. And we're doing it again the following night up at Indy.
Oh, the whole show?
Well, not the whole show, but we're going up as Dead Boys. It's the same. They're going to have Blondie, Dead Boys and Ramones, but it'll be a different
two different
oh, okay,
bands doing Blondie and Ramones.
Is Sedated a local band?
No, they're from Texas.
Oh, okay.
So they're doing a weekend stint and coming here, but they've played Punk Rock Night Indy a few times.
What's the order like for that night?
Blondie first, Dead Boys, and then Ramones close.
So I'm gonna be able to get really drunk and dance my ass off during the Ramones set. Cause you know what?
We're gonna be in full character too.
Oh, nice.
So,
Drew gonna dye his hair red?
I mean, as much as Drew can be Cheetah Corona.
Yeah, as much as let's just say we will be in full impersonation mode.
Nice.
We're not coming Creeps and Morgan Doan. We're coming as the Dead Boys.
Nice. So it's going to be the Dead Boys.
We have a special guest that's introducing us. And
yeah. Yep.
You guys probably know.
Just like the just like on the CGB videos.
Yes. That's going to be awesome. I'm stoked for that show. There's more stuff coming up too with both of you all though. There is another punk rock night before that.
That's correct. There's
one tonight, sort of, isn't there?
No. Well, tonight I'm doing, which doesn't matter because by the time this podcast comes out, I'm hosting the punk rock karaoke.
Well, I thought this was considered
no
punk rock. Okay.
But
not affiliated.
Next punk rock night is a week from tonight at Mag Bar. So that's on
November 24th.
Yep.
Black Friday.
And we're going to play that.
That is
fused.
Well, I tell you, it's tight like a tiger, but one of their members has been fighting mono.
Ooh.
And so now it's looking like they're most likely not going to be there, in which case it will be I Got Worms, which we
have before.
You do? We had them down earlier in the year. And then Got Awfuls and...
Plague 9.
Thank you.
The Homies.
Plague 9?
Plague 9.
Is that
yes.
Mag.
Yeah, in fact, it's kind of Plague's show. I mean, they reached out early in the year.
Like, yeah, they always do
Friday.
A Black
I was like,
Friday
you sure
show.
You want Black Friday? And they're like, yeah. I was like, all right.
Yeah, they love Black Friday for some reason.
Yeah, we got offered a show that night at Zaz.
They still doing shows?
Again?
Here and there, I don't know, but it was with some cover band. Drew was kind of into it because he knows, I guess, the owner.
Right.
Or, yeah, I guess it'd be the owner. And I just was like, dude, I'm off Thanksgiving, but I gotta work Black Friday, and yeah. I'm gonna be wore the fuck out to go haul equipment and Zaz. Oh. I mean, we'd have to bring the PA and everything. It wouldn't just be take our amps and play.
We got banned from Zaz while I was in the cities.
Yeah.
There's, I called them to book a show, and they were like, you know what? You guys are just more trouble than you're worth. I'm like, thanks. Wow. They were like, that's every time.
A long time ago, though.
They were like, your people spend a lot of money, but there's broken beer bottles, fucking roach butt, roaches all over the place. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And they're like, yeah, dude, we're not doing
it. How many of those roach butts came from their own employees?
Yeah.
Love you, Zaz.
I got banned from Bear Bar with new bottles.
Oh, nice.
For probably like a little over a year. And I spent a shit ton of money at that place. I was always at Bear Bar.
Barrett Bar.
Yeah, remember Barrett Tones down below?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was because you got naked.
Yeah, it was because I got naked. All ages show. It wasn't an all ages show.
Oh.
It was. No, it was 21 over. And even John talked to me beforehand. He's like, they've already said you can't get naked or they won't pay us. And I'm like, fuck them.
Nice.
We didn't get paid, and I got fucking banned. We played
was
with
that New Biles, or was that?
Yeah, it was New Biles. We played with Cornbread Mafia.
Oh, that's
Cornbread Mafia. That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
I forgot that. I was thinking that was Dead City that played with them. But you're
right. I was also thinking today that when Brent and I went to see Genies in '99 with Cherub Scourge. Cherub Scourge actually played Caught with Meat in Your Mouth.
Yeah, that's right. We did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I barely remember. I mean, I remember.
That was an insane tour.
Oh, was that with Daryl? Was that the
Daryl and Doug and Stan?
Yeah. Oh shit! That was that lineup. Okay.
Man, yeah, it was a blast.
God.
Fuck yeah!
I played CBGBs about 5 times.
That's awesome.
That's a brag. It is a brag.
It's a brag enough that it's a brag for me that we can say that we've had somebody on our show that played CBGB 5 times. I mean, so.
And I'm not even sure it could be 6. I know I've been there more times than that, but.
I wish I would have been there, but.
See, I played with Cherub Scourge. We played there with P. Lander Z the first time we played there.
Oh, cool.
And that was before anybody had heard of P. Lander Z. They had a huge Asian following there. And, I mean, the place was packed. We couldn't believe it. We walk in there, it was all Asian people. And we're like, what the fuck?
That's like the whole Lower East Side now. Yeah.
But it was because there were two Japanese bands, and they were one of them. And they had gotten kind of a name there. And we were just, like, freaking out because there's, I mean, they're running through the place and going nuts. And we're just like, and we had to go on after them. We're like, how are we going to follow this?
How'd y'all do?
We did all right. I mean, they stuck around, and a few of their people, their fans, stuck around.
That's awesome.
But it wasn't anywhere near what they had. You know?
Oh, really?
The crowd kind of went in about half. But then I played there again with Cherub Scourge, the time you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Maybe even a third time. And then I played there with Dead City. No, I played there a couple of times with Dead City Rejects.
Yeah, I remember y'all went up there a couple of times.
So I might have been about...
Didn't y'all do a live album from CBGB? Yeah.
That's dope.
I remember that.
I don't even... I remember afterwards we were all wasted and we were listening to it going, this is fucking amazing! So Jeremy put it out and then I listened to it later and was like, oh, this is garbage. We were fucked up.
Live albums are weird. It's like if you plan for a certain event to be a live album, it just doesn't seem to work out.
We didn't. This wasn't planned. They recorded everything off the board, and then they gave you a CD of it.
That's cool.
And so we were just listening to the playback, thinking it sounded amazing, but it didn't really sound amazing.
Oh, it's also that it was at CBGB, so that tag will, you know, people will buy it. You
know? Yeah.
Except that I don't even know if we ever sold more than 20 copies of it. Yeah. I don't think I've got one. I mean, I might, but I don't know. Anyway.
So we covered both the Punk Rock Nights, and there's then Creeps has another show at the end of the year.
We did.
Yes.
I'm joking.
With the Response and FMK, New Year's Eve, Air Devil's End, no cover.
Awesome.
What a better way to spend New Year's than with Creeps, Response, and FMK. And you don't know what me and Sean will be wearing, what kind of spandex or flexible undergarments.
Fabrics,
yeah. So, yeah, nice. Actually, I have no idea either yet. So we have.
That's a Sunday, isn't it?
Yes. Ooh, boy, that's gonna be ugly. But New Year's Day is a Monday, so yeah. Everything's shut down.
I don't have to work. That's the only way we could do it.
Yeah, that's the only way I could do it on a Sunday.
Any of us could do it.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean that's.
I have to take off from Sunday Cinema to do that show.
Oh wow! Thank you.
Because we had a night planned for that. And I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to host that one. And Jimmy said, we'll just take it off, I guess. Or he ended up planning something. He said, I'll just plan something else.
Well, hopefully
he's got a live act, I think.
The Sunday Cinema crowd can come out to this.
I think, they're doing something there anyway. Oh, well. They're doing a live band.
Everybody should come to that instead, though. The Air Devils.
Yeah, we should. But I think the biggest deterrent is like driving on New Year's Eve is always scares people.
It scares me. I haven't done anything on New Year's since like.
I haven't either.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I went out on New Year's. Like, I think I was in my 20s.
It's been probably a good 10 years for me.
The last year I went out on New Year's was the last time I did cocaine. No, it was only about 5 years ago.
You went out last New Year's.
Yeah, I went and saw Jim Harrelson Plague 9 New Year's.
And streamed it live for me so I could watch it from my bed.
Have they got a PA yet?
We're breaking
They our have own. A PA, but I'm the only one allowed to use it.
But it's a good PA.
The speakers are good. I bring my own head because that head is only 50 watts. So, gotcha. I try to bring something at least 200 watts. But those speakers are pretty durable, and I usually bring a couple extras for monitors. So, but yeah, they have one, but yeah, most shows they usually don't let people use it because they've had issues with people, mistreating their equipment, stealing their mics.
Sean's like Woody at Cheers at Air Devils.
I feel like Woody.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
You look like Woody a little bit.
I look better than Woody, dude. I got my teeth together.
I'm definitely Norm.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
I'm gonna be Norm tomorrow. Up there. I have to.
Yeah.
Watch my drinking, right?
Oh, I mean, too. Yeah.
What?
You don't have to watch it as much as the rest of the band does, so.
You're the only other one that drinks besides me, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I watch my shit, so. I don't know what you worried about.
I'm going to shake my booty.
Shake it.
Tomorrow.
You have to drink a little bit, I mean.
Dude.
To let the monster out.
Like, one of the best shows we played was the Alcove, and I was like 6 beers deep when we went on stage.
I was on my third tall boy by the time we actually started, and I had to just hold focus for that. I couldn't really move much because my brain was just kind of soup by that point.
Yeah, that punk rock night that we played the Alcove, that was like, I was smashed that night. It was amazing.
Speaking of the Alcove, we're going to be doing a lot more shows at the Alcove Punk Rock Night Show.
I'm excited for that.
In the warm months. So, that will be our primary focus during the spring and summer and fall.
They have a built-in crowd.
I like the Alcove.
I do too. I love it.
And they close to my house.
I love the 15 people at the Mag Bar, but they won't go anywhere else. It's kind of like just like being stuck and going to the same bar kind of situation.
Right.
Everybody comes out to the alcohol. Well, it's free. That's a whole lot easier to get people out.
It's free, and it's so good for the bands. I mean, they treat the bands so well.
You just walk in, they got food, the food truck back there.
Yeah, you don't have to leave.
The bartenders are super nice.
Oh, they're real cool.
Everybody's really cool there.
It's a lot less of a tense atmosphere.
Oh, yeah, it's very relaxed. It's almost like you're like in somebody's backyard or something.
That's why I love it. Yeah, and it is. It's like playing a backyard party.
Yeah.
And they've told me too. They're gonna start moving out the picnic tables. So
okay,
people will have a lot more room to stand and a little bit. More room.
Every time everybody mentions the alcohol, all I can think is those brisket. That brisket from there.
Oh my god, the brisket tacos, man. That's those are the shit.
Everything there.
I found my free food ticket. Just yesterday.
Oh, dude, I'd be going up there right now.
it was for the night last time we played.
Yeah.
And I forgot to use it. I got home and I was like, oh, man, because I was going to get something to take home.
Oh. How do you forget about it?
You start drinking.
I don't.
I got to get my equipment in the car and get home now.
I would have beat my kids if I would have, like, came home and been like, I forgot my tacos.
Are you all I saw that the announcement for Porkcastle submissions are just started.
We don't have enough friends to get on that, to be honest. We're just kind of concentrating on
a few submitted. I don't know if we'll get on it or not, but
I think we tried 1 year and they said, yeah, we'll consider you next year, and it was like,
I gotta wait till I, like, find out some dirt on somebody, you know. That's usually how I get in on those things.
First show I ever booked was for The Vagrants, and it was via blackmail.
Yeah.
Yeah. At Prometheus Pizza.
Here at Partners and Pals, we have to reduce ourselves to lowbrow tactics.
Me and Stevie went in and tried to get a show, and dude was like, Charlie was like, no. And we're like, come on, dude. He had a roach in his ashtray, and we're like, what's that? And that's back when it was like, you know, like, oh, a business owner smoking weed, you know.
Yeah. Oh, get locked up for a roach back then.
Yeah, we didn't care, but we're like, what is that? And he's like, don't worry about it. And we're like, Stevie goes, how about March 20th, and we forget all about it? And he's like, and he opens up his calendar, he's like, all right. And that was how we got our first show.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Blackmail. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't
we'll submit it just to, you know, get the no, but yeah, I don't have much faith in us getting on that, as awesome as we are.
Yeah. They're lost. Yes.
Damn straight.
So anybody been watching anything good?
I'm one episode away from finishing Me and the Wife. Toast of Tinseltown.
Okay.
Just fucking amazing.
What's it on?
It's on Roku.
Oh, okay.
But Matt Berry. Do you know who that is?
Matt Berry.
It sounds familiar, but I can't.
Oh, I'm thinking of Matthew Perry, who died.
No.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah,
he's one of the vampires. He's the funny. He's the really funny one that's oversexed and everything.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, he's done a bunch of other comedies. They're all British.
Oh, okay.
But he did one called Toast of London that we got into. Well, they followed it up, and it just came out, I think, earlier this year. Toast of Tinseltown. It's funny as fuck.
Okay, I'll have to.
But it was on something else, and we missed it. No, it wasn't. I was waiting for it to come on something that was streaming, because it was available for purchase or whatever, rental. But now it's on Roku for free. So we started, and it's only, I think, 8 episodes, and they're just a half hour each. But it's
barrel through that.
Funny. It's got, I mean, you'll recognize people every episode. You'd go, oh my god, I can't believe. You know, because there's just all these people doing cameos, just funny, fucked up cameos. And he plays, he's like this really bad actor, It's always trying to get parts.
You know, oh, nice.
He's overly British, and then nobody in Hollywood gets him. And it's just, it's funny shit. It's really good. But that's what we've been...
I'll have to check that out.
Before that, we watched The Curious Case of Natalia Grace, which is on, I think, Netflix. No, Max.
HBO, yeah.
HBO,
yeah.
Max, yeah.
Yeah, I watched the first episode of that. It creeped me the fuck out, y'all.
It's creepy as shit.
Have y'all seen it?
Have you seen the movie Orphan?
No.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a true story about this little girl that got adopted, but she was actually like an adult that looked like a little girl, and she was like...
She was a little person.
Yeah.
And they thought they were adopting a five-year-old, and then they found out she was like... She had pubic hair, and she was in her 20s. But she was a dwarf, and they couldn't tell.
Did she also have that, what is it, like Andy Malanakis had it, where you...
The voice? Yeah.
Well, where you, it's that condition where you look and sound like a five-year-old your whole life.
She was Romanian.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's... And
oh, so they probably kidnapped her and sent her over here.
It gets crazier, and as it goes into the later episodes, it was just like... Did you guys watch Tiger King, was that what it was?
Oh, yeah. The Tiger King.
Yeah, some King. Of it. Yeah.
Bits and pieces.
This is as crazy as that. I mean, to where after a while you're like, every one of these fucking people are liars. And it's just, you're just sitting there going, you don't know who to believe because everybody's fucking lying.
I could only do one episode of that.
I mean, it was a big deal and it was in Indiana. It's like... Betsy had remembered the whole case happening because it just happened a few years ago.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
But it is messed up.
Yeah, it's creepy.
It is creepy, messed up, and we really enjoyed that. Because we binged on all that Tiger King shit. And I'd heard on one of the horror people that I follow that this is as good as any horror movie. Because the rumor was that Orphan... was derived from this case, but it turned out Orphan actually came out before this happened. And really, the story has similarities, but it's not the same story. Because in Orphan, it was an adult posing as a kid who was... But there's murder involved in this. There's all kinds of shit. And it just gets more and more twisted to where you're like, whoa, these people are all... But yeah, it's cool. Oh, wow. I've been into that. Or we were into that.
Yeah, I tried.
Toast to Tinseltown now, though.
Toast to Tinseltown.
Yeah, it's a funny fucking show. In fact, two of the people from What We Do in the Shadows, two of the other actors, are in... They have cameos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've watched some of What We Do in the Shadows.
Fred Armisen. You guys know...
Oh, yeah.
He's in it. He's in, like, three or four episodes. Larry David's in two episodes.
Oh, I love Larry David.
I mean, it's people you know.
Right.
There's a lot of people you know in it. It's fucking funny. It's really good.
As a Jewish man, is Larry David just like the dude to you? Because I feel like he would be to me. Because I relate a lot to him.
Kind of. I mean, I could personally relate to him, like, in terms of, like, not wanting to be bothered by, you know, petty bullshit. Like, I could... but, yeah, I mean, he helped create Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Did y'all ever see the real-life Larry David thing in a parking garage?
Mm-mm.
Where he was, like, somebody had a cell phone video, like, the thing wouldn't give him his ticket, or the ticket, it wouldn't take the ticket, it wouldn't let him out, and people are honking, and he's like, it was just like an episode of the show, he's like, it's not taking the fucking thing, he's like, why are you honking? Like, it was exactly like a clip of the show. Like, oh, but back to what we've been watching, you been watching anything?
I just finished Gen V. I can't think of anything else.
That's dope.
No, not really.
What about you, Shaniqua?
I've been embroiled in this whole Tupac thing, so I've been trying to follow up on developments, you know.
Yeah, so you've been newsing it up.
Well, a little bit. I mean, you know, I've been spent a lot of time mixing and stuff, too, so yeah. I haven't had a chance to watch a lot. But, yeah, I caught a lot. Everybody's pointing the finger at P. Diddy. As if they have evidence. So, I'm waiting to see how that...
I find it hard to believe.
They're trying to trace it to a $1 million payment that was supposedly made to one of the four people in that car but didn't get to the guy who was the last surviving guy, Keefe D, who has been arrested. So the money never got to him, and the trail, I think, is they kind of lost the paper trail, but now everybody's like, well, Diddy did this. Yeah, Diddy shook down this rapper also.
What did Diddy do?
Actually, what did Diddy do? I did think of something I had been watching. It's not a show, but I'm on my new conspiracy kick.
Uh-oh.
And that is, so I don't know if you've heard this, but it's really interesting that the UFOs that everybody's seeing are not aliens.
The military?
No, people from the future.
I've been into all that, too.
Yes. I like that theory.
Yeah, and the theory being that, you know, it's electricity and the magnets are what you're seeing going around in the circle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, like when they do a perfect circle and then stop?
Because they have talked about how, like, in order for time travel to happen, electricity and...
Which also would explain how they blink out, blink in and blink out.
Yes. Yeah. And it also explains how when people who claim to be abducted were kind of time stops. They say that basically the time field around would have that effect on some.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was following all that too. I watched a ton of videos on all that that have come out in the last few months.
And yeah, it's I've been following that. Yeah,
I just never talk about it because everybody thinks I'm an idiot.
We saw one of those lights in Donnie's backyard. He He still denies it to this day. It was
fifteen minutes.
No, you were
high as fuck,
man.
Dude. I saw
you were
one
really
when
high.
I was 9 years old in the Ozarks.
It was a perfect circle. Yeah. Then it would move, disappear, and then reappear for like at another distance.
This dude stayed out in my backyard for like an hour and a half, stoned as shit, just looking up.
You
like,
were stoned as shit. That shit woke me up.
I know. I was stoned. I went in the. I think I watched Bloodsport or something.
Last year I was under in the Adirondacks under the stars after taking mescaline and mushrooms, and I saw all kinds of shit.
Adirondacks, that's up in New York State.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I've been in Canada, looking at the sky, and like there were a lot of meteor showers up there, and there's just a lot more clarity of vision once you get to the wilderness out there.
Yeah,
you used to be able to find it in Kentucky, but everything's so developed here now.
Yeah, it's light pollution everywhere.
I hate to say it, but I think people that don't believe there's something else out there or something going on are just fucking stupid.
Oh yeah.
I mean, all there is to it. If you're that close-minded, there's no hope for you.
No.
I mean, this universe is so big, there's got to be more shit besides us and our fucking cell phones.
We went from the Earth being flat to the Earth being the center of the universe to discovering the solar system. So there has to be,
a progression. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And,
I just hear, they talk about it on Howard Stern, and Howard Stern's just one of these guys. It's stupid. Why wouldn't they just come and talk to us, you know? And he says it about every day now because it's in the news a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, this is all stupid. People who don't believe it are stupid. And I'm like, you're just showing your ignorance at this point. You know, you're old and ignorant. Because I'm old, but at least I have an open mind about shit. And I thought he always did, but apparently not. It's just weird.
The money changed on Howard, I think. I think he changed once he got that SiriusXM money.
And what's her name? Marcy Green? Marcy somebody took over his show and basically fired Artie and all those guys and demoted Baba Booey or Gary Delabate.
Yeah.
The show changed a lot. It went from bashing celebrities to kind of becoming very in the box. Yeah, catering to him. It's very in the box now. I heard even from people who have guessed on the show that it's a lot more formal than it used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't get to meet Howard or anybody before. It's like any other show. You just
what if
get
we did
in.
That? Like, nobody can meet us until
that'd be
kind of
awesome.
Just having a system. Go ahead and have a seat right there. The fellas will be with you. We'll just both be in the bathroom together.
Right. No, you can't actually see them face to face.
Need a little like monkey assistant. You know, shows people a seat and goes over in the corner and like jerks off. Yes.
Can we please?
I want the one from The Hangover. The one with the Rolling Stones vest from The Hangover 2. Yes. That's the monkey we need. That guy gets shit done.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, if the cartel trusts him to handle money and their supplies.
I would sit here and watch a monkey jack off. You would? Hell yeah! I mean, it's not something you're going to see every day.
I'm not going to seek it out, but if it's happening, I'm watching.
You know.
We're going to have to put down some plastic like Jimmy Hoffa's about to walk in or something.
Oh, well, I think it's almost that time, but we should plug everything, though, one more time. Next Punk Rock Night, November 24th, Plate 9, The God-Awfuls, and...
Tight Like a Tiger.
Tight Like a Tiger, or I Got Worms.
All right.
Both indie bands.
All right, cool. And that's the Mag Bar, November 24th, Black Friday, December 8th, CBGB Tribute, Sedated, The Ultimate Ramones Tribute, Morgan Donner and Creeps Inc. as the Dead Boys, and... Go ahead. I know you
Like Zerg both Rush as Blondie.
Yes, that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
December 8th at the Mag Bar.
Although, if they were... Weren't they originally going to do B-52?
They were originally going to.
That would have been cool, too.
Would have been cool.
I've heard them do Love Shack.
I'm a bigger B-52s fan than Blondie, but
it's still... But they're from Athens, Georgia.
Yeah.
Just saying. I'm sure they played CBGB several times, you know, but yeah.
And then one more show.
Blondie did, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
No Cover in Daredevils, New Year's Eve, Creeps Inc., The Response, FMK.
Awesome.
And we're taking a break for the holidays, so we won't be... Well, not for the holidays.
Not for the whole holidays.
Just for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
We still got our Christmas episode coming up, so we got a lot coming up.
We got stuff, yeah, Plague 9 on December 1st.
And yeah, Plague 9 will be our next guest.
7th, we've got, it's between like two different acts, so we don't want to announce that one yet. And then
the next one will be...
When is the Response album coming out?
Oh, the EP is coming out next month.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Two singles from it are out now, but...
Yeah, oh, they're awesome.
Two singles are.
Vinyl or?
No, we're just doing it digital right now. Just
what you sent me?
Yeah.
But yeah, the new iTunes single, Where the Response, features Brent Starkey on backup vocals, so even more of a reason to check it out.
That was a lot of fun.
That was.
I really had fun doing that.
And there would be a couple, there's another song on there, on the EP that has Brent on vocals, and then we got some other stuff.
Oh yeah, there's going to be more stuff.
So you're putting out like...
EPs.
Two singles, and then you're doing EPs, basically.
We're doing, like, we put two singles from the EP, and then we're going to have a couple
basically
more
to
singles.
Buy some time for the EP release.
Yeah, and then we're going to have more singles that aren't going to be on the next EP.
But then we have another EP out of that batch, too. So.
Because you had a lot of songs, I thought, recorded.
Yeah, we put down... like 12.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought there was about a dozen.
But if we put them out all at once, then people won't listen to them all. And,
right. You know, short attention spans.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally like it better when a band, like, hey, here's like four songs, I'm like, fuck yeah, and I'll listen to those four songs over and over again. When a band puts out a full length, I'm like, I'll listen to it, but then I'll pick like a few songs and stuff.
It's
and
more fun on vinyl when it's a full album for some reason.
Yeah.
Just throw the album
I
on.
Agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, the Creeps Incorporated thing that's already done, we're going to put out on full album.
Fuck yeah.
We were going to do a single, and I think now the plan is we're just going to put the whole thing out. Because it's mixed and it's ready to go.
I'm looking forward to that. When can we expect that?
Hopefully not too much longer.
I need a date.
I don't know.
Partners and Pals needs a date. We're on this shit.
That's where Drew comes in. He just sent us the final mixes on the two latest songs, or the two last songs for this album. And then we've got a few more brand new ones that we can't get back on till we finish up this Dead Boys thing.
Nice.
Because we've... we were writing like more material for another EP or album or something coming up.
So is he doing the mixing for Creeps Inc., doing all the, okay, so like he'll get a mix down and then go back and listen to it, tweak it, go back, listen to it, tweak it, go back.
He sends us like a billion.
Yeah.
Here's take number or mix number 456. And then listen, and that one's great. Well, here's number 457.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm glad you don't do that.
Yeah. Man, he really labored over that first album. He wasn't as bad about it this time
around. It sounds really good, though.
He's got better, I think, programs and whatnot, so it's not as taxing on him. But we did have several mixes. In fact, some of the songs we recorded several times because we thought of doing different versions for different releases, but then we kind of nixed that idea because that meant going back and doing all your overdubs and everything and all these, and then we kind of were losing track. Which mix is this? So we just stuck with the main ones, which is what we ended up doing. But we've got a full length, and it's a good one. I mean, it's got some varied stuff that I think people are going to think are interesting. I hope. We think it's interesting.
I'm excited to listen to it.
It's some of the stuff we've never played out. And some of the stuff I'd be afraid to play out. Just because it's got some... There's a couple of songs that have a lot of changes that would be probably difficult to do. It'd be nerve-wracking. I'll say that. To do them and do them justice. But they sound really good on the recording. I don't know. But yeah, it ought to be good. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, I'm going to guess beginning of the new year.
Nice.
Should be about ready to at least go out digitally.
Cool. I want to check it out. I'm really looking forward to it.
Of course, if we do any vinyl, it'd be like 5 years from now because of the weights and all that. But
yeah.
It should be. Shouldn't be too much longer.
We're taking off the rest of the year recording.
When's the...
I know you all dropped a couple singles.
Yeah, we expect the vinyl. I haven't got test pressings back yet, but once I do, it won't be any time. They told me at the latest the end of the year, so we're just kind of waiting.
Nice.
So
you're probably looking at the end of the year.
Yeah, we'll probably have it out on the first of the year. Once we have it, then we're going to book a record release, like an EP release.
Nice.
And just do like an EP release.
I can't wait to have like more vinyl from Louisville bands.
Me too.
The last one I bought was, it wasn't even vinyl. Like, it's CDs and the Belushi Speedball 8 track. That was it.
I think the last vinyl I bought was the Plague 9.
Oh, yeah, I got that. Yeah, yeah.
I think it was. Me too. I think that's the last vinyl on mine.
They're the only people that really put out vinyl.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, it was. And it was at that show when I think they first came out with the vinyl.
Oh, wow, they put that out a while back, didn't they?
It was a while back. It might have been before the pandemic. I don't think I bought it since then.
Damn.
Well,
but anyway.
I think we've hit the end. I think we've hit the...
Wall.
Yep. Wall. That's
Brent
the
Morgan, thank you guys.
Yeah, go thanks see, for having us.
Go see the Dead Boys tribute on December 8th.
It will be... We will not disappoint.
And we'll, of course, we'll be sharing it on the Facebook page and stuff, so we'll keep you posted. I'm sure we'll probably even go live from there, too, so. But all right, thank you all so much.
Yeah, thank you all.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yes.